this thing on, because it's getting ready to be on.
All right, welcome to Bellringer, guys. This is our very first teaser episode with Director of Business Development, Alan Rosenhock. Thank you to Marquee Grand for the intro music. They're a local Buffalo band. You can check out their website. They're linked on ours. We're really excited to be launching this podcast. We're really excited to have you as a listener. We have a bunch of episodes loaded up now, and we'll be every other week, bi-weekly, we will be posting new episodes with people of interest. We hope you stick around. Thank you very much for listening. All right, Alan, thank you for being on the podcast, and welcome.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so for our listeners, take us through exactly what Invest Buffalo Niagara does.
Absolutely. Invest Buffalo Niagara is the Western New York region's private nonprofit economic development agency charged with marketing and business attraction. So, in other words, we market the region to companies all over the U.S. and the world, sell them on the aspects and assets of doing business in the Buffalo Niagara region, and then work with them to facilitate their business location decision-making process. So we cover a number of different areas. It's different for each different company, but it can be real estate, incentives, workforce data, other sorts of data points that are important to them, helping gather that and collate it and make sense for them, and a lot of connections into the region. So being that liaison and facilitator to help them orient to the region and make it make their decision making easy.
Right. And when we talk about economic development, you know, some people understand what it means but kind of don't, you know, it's kind of this blanket term. So what does economic development mean to you as a business development specialist?
Economic development, it does mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, and appropriately so. But in terms of business development and economic development from an Invest Buffalo Niagara perspective and my perspective, it's really creating good paying jobs. So attracting investment from outside the region, these are jobs and facilities that could be, you know, often case just about anywhere. They don't have to be here in the Buffalo Niagara region or even in the Northeast necessarily. So there are companies that are making money and they're creating jobs here, and therefore those employees then have greater disposable income and it grows the region as a whole. So it truly can be a rising tide raises all ships. So all sorts of companies and people in the Buffalo Niagara region are positively affected when a company decides to locate a facility here, whether it's directly or indirectly. And so that's how the region's lifeblood really are good paying jobs.
Right. And, you know, you talked a lot about jobs, and that's a metric that we use a lot, jobs created, jobs retained. You know, I in the marketing department talk a lot about companies that are hiring in the region. And Invest Buffalo Niagara just recently opened up a position in the business development department. So I think it's kind of cool that, you know, Buffalo Niagara is hiring and now we are too. Do you want to talk a little bit about that position?
Yeah, it's an exciting opportunity for someone who is looking to play a role in our community, in growing the community, to be in an exciting atmosphere and team here at Invest Buffalo Niagara, and work with companies that are at a really exciting points in their company evolution and company growth. Because when a company is making the location decision, especially if it's a small to medium-sized company, that's one of the bigger decisions they're going to make in their company's lives. So it's really exciting. No two projects are alike, and it's a position that, you know, you can really, really grow with. I started here at Invest Buffalo Niagara almost 10 years ago in a very entry-level assistant role and have grown in a number of different ways, and it's a really great organization, and it's an opportunity to become part of our team.
Matt, in your 10 years with Invest Buffalo Niagara, what would you say is the project that you're most proud to have worked on?
I think the project that I'm most proud of and I love thinking about and looking back on is probably Back USA, the tablet manufacturing company. And it's such a unique project in the United States. There's no one else right now manufacturing, you know, tablet computers and electronics of this kind in the U.S. It's a project and a concept that a lot of people said couldn't work, They're a social enterprise, so their primary goal is to make a profit for their shareholders, but they also have a secondary goal of being great employers and hiring individuals who have been on the margins or otherwise have not had opportunities. So they hire a lot of refugees, they hire a lot of individuals that don't necessarily have a college degree, but they also are hiring PhDs that are in product development and R&D. So, and they're all on the same team, and you go in and see their work environment and how well they all work together and how they're more than doubling their space and just really having a fantastic impact on the Buffalo Niagara region. And plus they were great people to work with. So from start to finish, it's a project that I've really loved to be a part of.
Right. And we're going to have Ava Bach, their director of human resources, into the podcast to talk about that idea of hiring for diversity and hiring those that have been previously left out of the workplace. So that's kind of a good segue to one of our first episodes, which was not scripted. I didn't force Alan to say that. And now we're going to end on our light note, our blizzard round. A couple five hard-hitting journalistic questions. You answer as quick as you can, okay?
Hard-hitting, okay. This
is
good.
Yeah. If you were a flavor of ice cream, what would you be?
Ooh, mint chocolate chip.
Text or phone call?
Phone call.
Bills or Sabres?
That's tough. Bandits.
All right. Hiking or skiing?
Skiing.
Chicken wings, drumstick or flat?
Drumstick.
All right. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
It's been a pleasure, Greg. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. That was the podcast. That was Bell Ringer. That was the first teaser episode with our very own Director of Business Development, Alan Rosenhock. Go listen to some of our other episodes. Our episode with Ava Bach from Back USA is up and ready to go. Listen to that and then check back every 2 weeks for more episodes. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you soon.